And now, it's time for the Freedom Fiends Agenda live call-in show. Have you swallowed too much of the state's poison? The Freedom Fiends will stick their fingers down your throat and hold your hair back while you hurl. Call in before they get droned. Right now, live on Freedom Fiends Radio.
Stupid asshole, would you really like to know? Well, here you see, remove your clothes and the vet will show you how. You went to school where you were taught to fear and to obey. Be cheerful, fit in, or someone might think you're weird. Life can be perfect, people can be trusted. Someday I will fall in love. The nice, quiet home of my very own. Free from all pain, happy and having fun all the time. It never happened, did it?
Yeah, going all the way back to 1981 there, that was Dead Kennedys doing Government Flu.
Good times. We like that, don't we?
Yeah.
We like all our Kennedys dead.
I think I have the Government Flu. I've been incredibly sick since Sunday. DJ started getting incredibly sick on Friday. And I ducked out Sunday early at the on our live show to go to my monthly meeting with my COINTELPRO agency. Contact the regional scrutinizer, and they intimated to me that they had dosed me with the government flu because I left Facebook. They didn't like that I left Facebook, so
well, I don't like that you left Facebook either, and neither does most of your Facebook friends or ex Facebook friends.
It's pretty rare when someone, usually when people leave places like that, they post some, like, they do it out of anger, like, you'll miss me when I'm gone, and I didn't do that, but apparently they missed me when I'm gone.
Yeah. I miss you when you're gone. You should come back to Facebook, man.
Never.
It's cooled down a little bit. Our programmer friend, I think his name is Kyle, he's on Facebook, and he was saying that the reason people were getting taken down is because there's no There's no thing in Facebook software to determine what's an accurate report or not. So if some goofball reports you as being abusive or something, then Google will send you one of those notices. He doesn't think it was some centrally planned Facebook being tyrannical on purpose kind of thing.
Google or Facebook?
Facebook.
You said Google.
Well, I meant Facebook.
It's all the same. It's all the CIA.
It is. But, I mean, I've been posting some pretty anarchist stuff, and I haven't got gooned yet. I think it's just people who have friends that are goofballs reporting people.
I don't like the idea of a system where you can spend a lot of your time building your presence there, and then two nannies can report you and get you taken down. That's ridiculous. Right. I'd rather spend that time on my sites.
Yeah. True that. All right, just let you know what's happening out there in the real world of Facebook.
When you get reported on, does it tell you which one on your friends list reported you?
No, so you can't
delete the people?
No, snitches are always protected. That's like snitching 101.
Just like I got snitched on New Year's.
Frank got snitched on New Year's. Like we used to get snitched on when we would go camping at the national parks. We got snitched on to people, you know.
People in camping places
right next to us, instead of just coming and talking to us,
they
would go call the park ranger, and he'd have to drive out from 10 miles away just to tell us to stop doing something.
That you'd probably already stopped by the time he got there.
No, that was for our own safety, but for some reason the buffaloes were considered more sacred than our human lives. So,
what were you doing to the buffalo?
Well, we were trying to camp in our camping spot that we paid money for, and a buffalo, when we came back, it was dark, and there was a buffalo in the middle of our campground, like right next to our picnic table. So I turned on the headlights of the Jeep so that I could see well enough when I was maneuvering 3 feet away from the buffalo, so I could see well enough to light a fire so we could cook dinner. I figured it dark and a 1,000-pound creature didn't mix very well. So I turned on the lights, and somebody got offended that I was annoying the buffalo with the headlights of the Jeep, and that it would hurt the buffalo's eyes, so they called the park rangers on
us. That is so boring.
The statist.
So square. Says.
Mommy,
the story wasn't boring, but the person you're storying about was. So, I got the government flu, man. Man, the state made my wife cry. It was really, really sad.
Aww. I hate it when that happens.
Why'd the state make your wife cry?
It's sad that that's a thing we can commiserate about now. Like, remember that time the state made your wife cry?
Yeah,
that was awful.
So, basically, we both got sick. She got sick on Friday. I took her to the urgent care. She sat there, got poked and prodded. They gave her a flu test. It failed. They had to give her another flu test. They said she did not have a flu. They gave her antibiotics and like a tiny, tiny little bottle, your 4-ounce bottle of codeine cough syrup. And that was it.
I want some of that.
Yeah.
So
the boys are like salivating over here.
So then Sunday, 2 days later, I'm getting the same thing she's getting, same symptoms. It's like sore throat, sore lungs, temperature, body aches, everything that you get with a flu, except really not any stomach problems, and totally, totally exhausted all the time, like weak, and muscle achy. So I went in. They gave me the same antibiotic, but non-narcotic cough syrup, probably because I was like adamant with the lady, like, look, I have the same thing my wife has. She was in here 2 days ago. You treated her. I don't have a flu. I don't need a flu test. And she's like, you know, probably either thought drug seeking behavior or she said, you're trying to tell me how to do my job. And I think I caught her at the end of a long day of people, you know, of people basically saying, all I need is some antibiotics and some cough syrup. Do it, you know, which we really, In LibPair, you wouldn't need the person in between you and that. You'd go to the drug show.
Right.
Her job is artificial.
Yeah, her job is like being a hurdle for you to jump over when you're too sick to walk.
literally.
So she also bitched at me for smoking, and she bitched at my wife for me smoking. She's like, I can smell smoke on you. You smoke. And she's like, no, I don't. I quit. She's like, well, you're around someone who smokes. And she's like, yeah, my husband. And she's like, you got to get him to quit. Smoking's really bad. Like, these people are going to thrive under Obamacare. Like, nanny doctors who want to be control freaks.
Yeah. And not only are those people going to thrive, but people who aren't like that are going to quit or find new jobs or not retire early. Yeah, yeah. People are not going to want people who aren't nannies like that. People who aren't
like
don't
good
feel
family,
at home in that kind of bureaucracy.
Good family doctors, you know, people like Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, people like him. Yeah. Yeah. You know, kind of like how good cops, if there's such a thing, are going to be retired out. You know, like the country cop that doesn't write you a ticket when he pulls you over and just says, oh, you should slow down a little bit. You know, like I've encountered in Wyoming.
Right.
They're going to be replaced with the goon cops, and the good cop is a dying breed. Right. They're gonna
like Ben Stone says, the system's set up to where the Barney Fifes are going to be the ones that get promoted, and the Andes are all going to retire without honors or something.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good analogy, because Barney Fife was incompetent, but he wasn't evil. I think the system's set up so the competent evil ones are going to be the main species.
The worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Because they're good at doing their evil jobs.
Although, I still say Wyoming is the place to be for all that, because everything is so incompetent here. Like, for instance, they finally call DJ back in. Okay, here's how the state made her cry. I went to get my my prescription filled. Got there as the place was closing, Walmart Pharmacy. Ran in. I was the last person they saw that day. And they had my antibiotic, but they didn't have my cough medicine. So they said, you'll have to call tomorrow. So I come home, didn't have the cough medicine, waited till tomorrow. Called up, was too sick to go in. DJ went in, had to go to the West Side Walmart after going to Albertsons, went to the West Side Walmart, had called in. They said they had it. She waited 2 hours in line, sick as a dog. And then they told her, we're out. And she started screaming at them. And then finally they were like, oh, we're not out. We have one more bottle here.
Oh, yeah. Once she yells at them.
Well, I've noticed that too.
She came home crying from that. I mean, she was so sick. It was an effort for her to even be like lying on the couch, let alone out battling people verbally.
Right.
Who are incompetent.
And if market forces had shaped the way people deal with getting sick, you wouldn't have this at all. I mean,
There'd be a delivery service.
Right. Yeah, exactly. People would deliver your meds to your door.
Yeah, and the
meds have them done in 30 minutes or less, or it would be free.
Yeah, and the meds I was getting are actually, I think, better than the narcotic cough syrup, which I've had before. But this thing that I got, let me see.
Better at curing a cough, but not better for drinking before you listen to DJ Screw.
Yeah, but it's called Promethazine DM. And this shit is
Frank knows about that.
This shit is literally over the counter in Switzerland and Sweden and a lot of Europe. But here you need a doctor's hurdle, you know, jump over a doctor to get it.
Jump
so then finally, you know, the state made my wife cry. Then she came home. Then the urgent care called her up and said they wanted to run blood tests. So she goes down and gets blood taken yesterday. And this is how rural and fucked up Wyoming is. To get the results of blood tests here, they have to ship them. They have to ship it to South Dakota.
To Denver?
To South Dakota. You know you're rural when a step up in technology is South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow. Wow.
So then they call her today and say, the people in South Dakota called and said that the people here at the urgent care screwed up taking her blood test and they had to do it again. And she said, I'm feeling better. Forget you. I'm not coming in. So that's the state of the thing. But I've been like deliriously just friggin' sick. I slept 16 hours last night. And, you know, I'm up doing the podcast. And I'll probably be good for enough time to finish this and then edit it and then go back to sleep for 12 hours. Wow. But I was really – that Dead Kennedys song, Government Flu, is like, we got a drug. We're going to try it out on you. Won't make you die. It'll get you just a little bit sick. Slip it abroad, keep slowing up the USSR, but meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on what it's doing to you. And I really don't think the government gave me this flu, but if they did, if they wanted to slow me down, this would be the way to do it. And the fact that I am sick as a dog podcatting is just an FU to that whole concept. Right. They would if they could.
Well, the state certainly piles on the pain of getting sick.
Yeah.
That is the time when you least want to have to deal with an industry that is so chained down by rules, regulations, and having cops watch over them. I mean, because that's the thing is if you work in a pharmacy, like the penalty for you making mistakes or giving out more drugs is like pretty intense. So yeah. I've noticed whenever I deal with the pharmacy, it takes them. You said DJ waited 2 hours there, you know, and I've been there, and you know, you go and you say, "Hey, fill this out," and they're like, "Okay, it'll be like an hour, or it'll be half an hour." It's like, what the hell takes that long to go in the back and put some pills in a bottle? Like,
they have to run a background check on you to see how often you've been sick and had to get codeine before.
Well, it just seems like a bunch of nonsense, because when you go get a burger or something, which is just them putting ingredients in a baggie,
yeah,
the same shit, it takes 5 minutes. Why can't it take 5 minutes to get medicine? Especially when you're sick. I mean, who wants to wait in the waiting room or wait in a Walmart or a grocery store for 30 minutes or an hour when they're sick? Or
without the government, by now we'd have 3D drug printers. You know, that would 3D that would come with
printers.
Like
nice.
Vials of hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen, and would just mix the drugs for you without a prescription.
Right. Right. Well, that goes back to the whole Adam Kokesh thing of, oh, well, technology is just going to make us all free, so let's not worry about it.
Adam Kokesh says that?
He said it once. I guess yeah. He got souped up by Jeff Tucker. He had Jeff Tucker on his show, who was extolling the virtues of the market, as Jeff Tucker does. And then the next night he had Stefan Molyneux, and he was like, well, Stefan, why do we need to even talk about freedom? Because technology is just going to free us all.
Isn't Jeff Tucker an IP attorney?
No. You're thinking of Stephen Kinsella, who's the other person who's done a lot of great
work.
The
other bowtie libertarian. Yeah,
I don't know if Stefan Kinsella wears a bow tie, but he does a lot of work on anti-IP stuff, but he was a patent lawyer, or is a patent lawyer, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But no, Jeff Tucker wears a bow tie. He used to work for Mises Institute, and then he went off and did his own thing with some company called Laissez-Faire Books.
So I guess I'm done ranting about government flu, but Frank, what did you think of that song?
What, the one you played in the intro?
Yeah.
I liked it. I was digging it.
Dead Kennedys. It's dope, man. It's like,
I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to listen to some more.
Old school anti-government rants.
I don't know if Frank's ever really gotten into punk music. Was there any punk bands you were ever really into, Frank?
I don't know. Is Rage Against the Machine not considered punk, are they?
No, I wouldn't call them
punk. I mean, as far as like music with guitars and drums and all that.
Sort of. They're also fucking leftists.
Rage Against the Machine is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Although they're more like, I would call them more red and black anarchists. They're more like
anarcho-syndicalist.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
They're not really Barack Obama supporters, I wouldn't think.
They probably are, though. I don't know. They're pretty extreme. They're pretty Maoist.
Yeah.
I like the sticker on their guitar player's guitar. It says, Arm the homeless.
Arm the homeless.
Nice.
Food, not bombs.
Worms.
Food, not worms.
Worms are food.
Worms, not bombs.
If you're a bird.
I used to volunteer for Food, Not Bombs in San Francisco, and used to be a client of them when I was a starving artist.
I didn't know they had one in San Francisco.
When I was a soup kitchen celebrity, as the song by the band Millions of Dead Cops goes.
A soup kitchen celebrity. Where does that come from?
It comes from being in a band that's well known and tours the world, and then coming home and eating at the soup kitchen because you're broke.
Because
the government takes all your money. It's all their fault, man.
Yeah.
MDC were anarcho-syndicalists, but now they're grown up and working within the system.
Who's that?
What do you think of Bad Religion? I used to listen to a lot of Bad Religion when I was going through a punk phase. Did you ever listen to them?
I saw them a few times before they got big. I saw them in clubs with like 100 people there. They're good at what they do.
Yeah. I really like their sound. That sort of melodic punk.
Yeah. That Orange County punk, it's called.
Ah, is it? Okay. And
someone's calling them
Go ahead. Are we ready to answer that? I forgot that we didn't have breaks. I forgot that it was a Thursday show, not a Sunday show. So.
Hello? Who's on the Fiend phone?
Hey, this is Mike in San Diego. Big fan of the podcast. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Oh, not much. You know, just always dig what you guys have to say. Think you guys are on the right track. Thought I'd give my podcast a favorite call and just say hello.
Cool, man.
Awesome, man. Nice. Thanks. How are things going over in San Diego?
I love it here in San Diego, right by the border. So actually some relaxed gun laws out here.
Oh, really? That's good. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say lax gun laws. Maybe I should just say that with border crime, the police have
it's low on their priority list. Right.
Then, you know, some marijuana possession or a handgun that is, you know, not properly registered. Anyways, that's what I've heard.
That's what you heard. Do you go to Tijuana for dental work and medical stuff?
Yes, actually, I got a quote on getting a cavity filled, and then, you know, it was going to be, you know, like $500-$600. And then I got the same work done down in Tijuana for about $150, and they did excellent work.
Yeah, I've got that. I've done that. When I lived in San Francisco and I had a friend living in San Diego, I'd go stay with her and then go down to Tijuana. It was really weird, man. The place I last got dental work done there, and it's held for like 12 years, was like a nail salon. And the lady in the front who does the nail work, you know, closes the door and then takes you in the back and puts you in a dental chair and puts on a different smock and does the dental work on you.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't go down there for plastic surgery, but I mean, they know how to, you know, there's not a stereotype that makes people have bad teeth or anything. So they know how to take care of business down there. I mean,
well, you know, we opened the show today with a song from the Dead Kennedys record, Plastic Surgery Disasters.
Yeah, I know. I just turned on the show about 5 minutes ago. I wish I'd missed the beginning, but I do try to fire it up on the old laptop whenever I can.
Cool. Have you seen our new button offerings?
Well, I follow the Fiends on Facebook, so I get pretty regular updates from on the social media status bar, but tell me what's going on.
You tell him, Nima.
I was saying bye to my sister. I missed what you guys were talking about.
Oh, well, we now have a fifth Fiend button. If you go to the buttons link at the top of freedomfiends.com, it's now, we did have an introductory offer. It was $6 for 4 buttons postpaid, but now it's $10 for 5 buttons. It's gone up, but we weren't really making any profit, and we're losing money doing it the other way. So, but we have
I'll buy some right now as long as I don't have to pay taxes on them.
Nope.
No taxes.
Nope. Go to the buttons link at freedomfiends.com.
I don't want to buy these buttons and have any money go towards paving the roads. That's not my time.
Fuck the roads. Did you go to Libertopia down there? Was that in San Diego?
Say that again?
Libertopia, didn't they have like a big libertarian or anarchist festival down in San Diego a few months ago?
You know, it sounds familiar. I've been in town for about a half a year, and I work in the news business, so that doesn't really sound too familiar, or at least I think I would have seen them on my radar if it was, but I'll just put it into Google, see if it's coming up here. I mean, Comic-Con was going on when I showed up, so things are kind of crazy, but San Diego is so cool. San Diego is everything that's right about Southern California is wrong about Los Angeles. Like, it's not as crowded, it's not as dirty, there's more of a laid-back vibe. I'm no fan of cops, but the few cops that I've spoken to out here, like, they seem to have their priorities straight, and that, I mean, I can't really speak for the police force in general, but the cops that I've bumped into, they don't bust people for possession. Like, you know, if you have a little bit of weed on you, like, they're trying to stop, you know, a cartel that's down the street, stuff like that. Got pulled over for not having the right license plates after I'd moved into town for about 3 months, and still just gotta. All right, we'll go get that taken care of. So,
is this Mahoney?
Maybe. Yeah. Didn't figure this out yet.
What's up, man?
No, I kind of had a suspicion it was you, but I didn't want to ask and be wrong.
What'd I miss? Like, oh. What'd I miss, man?
Okay. Sorry about
studio number 307.
What'd I miss? I just got back. What'd I miss?
It's our good friend Mike.
Mike who?
What is up?
It's Mahoney.
What'd it do?
Oh.
I'm the star of the movie Guns and Weed. I'm a big shot.
So this is the guy from San Diego. It's Mahoney?
Yeah.
Your head blows up.
His head explode.
Wow. Hey, Mike.
What's going on? Oh, I thought we were all anonymous here. What's going on here?
Hey.
We were until you said yes. Me. You should have said, Frank shouldn't have asked that, and you should have said, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
Bad etiquette, Frank. Bad Frank. Bad Frank.
I apologize.
I don't get this in my AA meetings, Frank. They're anonymous.
That's why you just use a first name. Worms.
On your knees, you dirty hippie.
Well, there's a bunch of Mike Mahoneys out there in the world.
That's true.
There actually
are
quite a few Mike Mahoneys. Put my name into Facebook. You're not going to find one guy.
Are you Facebook friends with most of them?
Actually, there was a time where I started friending like all
the
guys
Mike Mahoneys
named Mike
out
Mahoney,
there.
And I had like 20 Mike Mahoneys as my friend. And it just got kind of weird.
you were like, who am I?
You had a Mahoney fest.
Well, people would be like, Mike, I was looking at your friends, and you're friends with like 20 other dudes named Mike Mahoney. Like, that's kind of creepy. Like, this actually, this one chick I was dating noticed that and called me on it, and so I stopped doing it. But yeah, it was pretty funny for a little bit. I thought I was the king, Mike Mahoney, of all the Mike Mahoneys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Great story, dude. Thanks for calling our anarchistic podcast with that story. It was phenomenal.
Well, I asked. That's my bad. For real though, how is the business there in San Diego, man? Is everybody cool? Is it cooler than Wyoming?
Sandy, you know what? Like, I was happy in Wyoming. I obviously was getting into my old. Wyoming, I drank and smoked a lot of weed in Wyoming, and part of that's on me. I think part of it is just because there just wasn't anything else to do. Since moving out here to San Diego, it's been really good. I really like my job in the news game. I mean, it consumes me. Like, it requires a lot of my time, but it's kind of a good thing, kind of staying out of trouble. But this is the first place I've ever worked in the news business where I could see myself staying here for a long time. So I hope things work out. But other than that, I mean, you could be a lot worse places. It's always warm. People are chill. A lot of good Mexican food. Medical herb is nice.
So once you moved to San Diego from Wyoming, did you have to trade in your gun for a rape whistle?
If you like tranny hookers and shooting crocodile, tune in to freedomfiends.com.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Worms.
good old Mahoney. Always good for a laugh, man.
Death statist.
So I stepped away for a while. Was that the guy calling originally that was talking about dental stuff? That's the same guy, right?
Yeah.
Of course, man. Yeah, you control the Skype unless you somehow switch the signals. I don't have any control over
your
delirious.
It was
in the movie.
I'm deliriously sick, man. Now I know who Mike Mahoney is. Yeah. I was trying to play a clip of him, but I'm not.
I did enjoy his story about the catalytic converter.
Yeah, and I stopped recording. I was like,
hey, I want some whiskey.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna have your the movie Guns and Weed screened in at this place in Houston. It's small, but at least
what's it called?
Well, in Houston where I live, there's this group called Houston Freethinkers, and there's about like, I don't know, like a grand, like 1,000 people on Facebook who get involved with different things. And I'm just gonna have the movie screened at their. They have like this main house, sort of like I guess you could say like New Hampshire does with the Free State. Like they have their main house with Ian Freeman. This is kind of what they have in Houston. So I'm gonna try and have it screened in a couple months.
What kind of free thinkers are they?
I don't know. Free thinkers, I guess.
Let's see. They don't like the Federal Reserve, fluoride, genetically modified organisms. 9/11.
See, the
growing
thing
police
is,
state.
It's so
they don't like 9/11. How unique is that?
There's a bunch of people in it that that have their own viewpoints. It's not like everybody has the same viewpoint.
It looks. I'm reading their about page. It kind of looks like they're pretty aligned with Alex Jones.
Yeah, there is a few conspiracy theorists, but like the main people in there, they're mostly anarcho-capitalists. But you know, everybody has their own ideas and whatnot when it comes to.
You sure they're everything. Not anarcho-syndicalists in general? Because their whole motif is red and black on the website.
That's why they need us, man.
Well,
that's
like I said, it's screening. Yeah, it's a big group, and it's Houston Free Thinkers. So anybody in the group can have their own viewpoint. Pretty much, it's not like you have to be anarcho-capitalist to be in the group. You know.
Worms.
You know, yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to Frank for that. We really appreciate you hustling on our behalf, Frank.
Yeah, I missed Mahoney's good story because I stopped recording because, you know, every once in a while I have to stop and then start up again. And I stopped and then forgot to start back up, so I missed the good story that he told at the end. Oh, well. Damn it.
It was basically... remember that story I told about how the state made me fix the lady parts on my car?
Yeah, it was his version of that.
It was a similar story, but his cost him like $1,700 because he had to replace a catalytic converter, and it was up to Wyoming code, but then he moved to California shortly after, and California needed a specific type of catalytic converter for his car, so he had to buy a new catalytic converter.
Yeah, like I said, an anarchist is a Democrat who's had to pay a big fine. California leads the nation in tyranny with regulation, and they try things out in California and then try to make them go nationwide.
I've noticed whenever you buy electronic equipment or like hardware or lumber,
it says California certified on it.
Yeah, it'll either say that or there'll be a stamp that said this product is known to the state of California to cause cancer.
But it's not like, other states.
Fuck. I don't live in California. Yeah, I've never seen that from another state.
I actually, at the 99-cent store in L.A. near my house, I once bought a stack of dinner plates that were 99 cents each. And on the bottom, when I got them home, it said, like, the state of California has determined that these contain, the glaze on these contain lead and should not be used for food service. Thanks, Mexico.
Yeah, how much resources does California divert to literally going through everybody's product and checking if it's cool or not by their standards? Feels like that's maybe one of the reasons they're in such debt.
Yeah.
We like fresh. I like.
Yeah.
I like you. You like me?
I like you.
I like you.
So it's fiend time, man. Any other fiend thoughts?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm isn't the whole podcast fiend thoughts?
Yeah. Let's see. State made my life
so,
cry.
So what's up?
Well, I had an interesting little thing happen. When I was really sick and cranky the other night, like probably the sickest I was, it was New Year's Day, and we have a cat calendar. Every year we get a calendar, cat a day calendar, and I put out the new one for the new year.
You're supposed to say no homo after you say that. After you say I have a cat a day calendar, you have to say no homo.
That's afterwards. Not homo. That's a pussy calendar.
Real men like cats, man.
Amen to that.
So I had the calendar. I got the new calendar out. It was a little different design than our old one, and I was like kind of thumbing through it to see if it was I was going to like it better than the stupid. The old one had great pictures, but really stupid captions. And I was thumbing through this, and DJ walked up to me and really sweetly said, don't cheat. Don't go ahead and look. Don't look ahead. And I got really mad at her. I was like, and she was just kidding. And I was like, no, what? I don't tell me what to do. And she said, you really do have a problem with authority figures, don't you? And I apologized to her. But it's like, it's so ingrained to hate authority to me that even my wife doing that jokingly, if I'm in a cranky mood, I'm like, bah, you're an authority figure. And, you know, I started thinking about it, and I was thinking about when I went through AA and NA and did a 12-step program. And part of that is like making a list of people you have resentments towards or institutions you have resentments towards, and then asking, like reading it to your sponsor and then praying and asking God to help you to get rid of those defects of character. And the defect of character that kept coming up again and again for me, you know, I had like 600 people and institutions I resented, but it all boiled down to like authority. And, yeah, you know, AA wanted me to like pray away the hatred of authority.
And you just wanted to pray away the authority.
Yeah, man. And, you know, maybe you'd say I'm a dry drunk because I never really got rid of my hatred of authority, but it just seems ingrained. And it seems as impossible to me as like a gay person being asked to pray away the gay. You know, it's part of what you are. And, you know,
you're born libertarian thing.
Yeah, I'm
the whole
still
Heinlein thing that there's people who want to tell others what to do and there's others that have no part in wanting that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, man.
I guess I was a bad AA guy because I stayed sober, but I kept my resentments to authority.
Yeah. Well, me and Frank both have that same resentment as well.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if it was a born thing, though. I kind of feel like it was maybe nurture, too, because of, you know, the way our life was growing up. We always hated authority figures vis-a-vis step-parents.
Yeah.
Various step-parents telling us what to do, and it's like, just because, you know, my other parent loves you doesn't mean that I have to do what you say.
Exactly.
I might decide to do it because, you know, for the sake of my real mom or my real dad. Don't think that you have any right, any legitimacy to order me around and boss me around.
Any authorita.
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 Yeah. And that's, to me, that's what it really comes down to, is because in that word authority, I think there's a distinction, right? Because there is legitimate authority. Like, somebody can be an authority in their field. Like, if I met Bun B or Lupe Fiasco, I would consider them an authority on how to become a famous rapper, and I would defer to their statements they made about that field. They are an authority in the industry.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I met Sam Adams, I would defer to his brewing expertise. But that,
brewer, statesman.
Right. That's a legitimate authority.
Yeah, that's
though,
interesting. Right? I never thought of it that way, of that term authority. It's like, I believe that people can be an authority in one thing, but the term authority figure means they think they're an authority in everything.
Ah, right. Well, see,
which is often why people who are authorities in one things, like PhDs in PhD in biochemistry or something, think that they know how to run the world, like run the economy, and what decisions government should make, right, and that they should even make decisions.
Yeah. Sort of
people
like
who think they're good actors.
Yeah, celebrities in their anti-gun campaigns. Yeah. Just because they make millions of money, they think they know how the world works. But
so, did you see this thing about Joe Biden tried to outlaw encrypted email a long time ago? Let me send you.
Was
this.
That separate from when the FBI was trying to do it, or is that the same thing?
I'll send you the link. I pigeoned you the link. Let me.
Okay.
Send it to the
VP elect Joe Biden, and back in 2008. Huh. Let's see. What about it?
Well, he tried to. No, it wasn't in 2008. It was back when he was a senator, I think. It was in.
Oh, here it is. Yeah,
1991.
Added a paragraph to Senate Bill 266. Paragraph. It is the sense of Congress that providers of electronic communication services and manufacturers of electronic communication services shall ensure that communication systems permit the government to obtain the plain text contents of voice, data, and other communications when appropriately authorized by law.
What a like surreptitious way to write this. It doesn't even mention encryption, but it basically says we have to be able to get into your pants.
Right. Right.
If you use encryption.
Back in 1991, I mean, what did the web even look like? Was that before the WWW?
That was before the web. Yeah.
Wow.
93, the web started.
They were trying to nip it in the bud, and luckily they weren't successful at that.
But the interesting thing that happened with this was the guy who invented PGP was planning on like patenting it and selling it. But since Joe Biden did this, you know, threatened to outlaw it, the inventor of PGP just gave it away open source and said, okay, get this out there immediately. So it totally backfired that Joe Biden tried to do that. You know, the more they try to clamp down, the more stuff spreads.
Oh, yeah. It's like a balloon. You squeeze it in one end and air
comes
just
out
to the other end. Yeah.
Until it explodes.
Until it explodes like a Mahoney head.
like a Mahoney head.
Mahoney head.
I got to put that in a wrap.
Explode like pop a Mahoney, my Mahoney head. Yeah.
But.
He sounds like he's doing good, man.
Yeah, he is. Mahoney is happy. He always seems happy when I talk to him on the Facebook, but I hadn't heard his voice. He does sound...
Yeah, he sounds Mahoney-ish.
How did you guys realize it was him? I was away when that happened.
San Diego, I think.
San Diego.
His voice.
And then B, when he didn't realize what Libertopia was, and then I heard I recognized his voice, and it was like, ding, 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 three strikes, you're Mahoney, kind of a thing. So...
What you sipping on?
Good times, though.
Non-narcotic syrup.
Oh. I don't know if I classify promethazine as non-narcotic. Like, do you know how many raps Lil Wayne has written about promethazine?
You sipping promethazine?
Yeah. It's non-opiate. Which doesn't mean it's not druggy.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's an opiate, but it is a drug.
It makes you sleepy. I'm taking it as directed, like a teaspoon every 4 hours. But it does make you sleepy to the point where I can imagine if you drank half a bottle, you'd be up for some Dirty South raps.
Yeah. Why don't you drink half the bottle?
Some fat beats.
And I'll some fat beats and some harsh blunts.
Yes, sir.
Call Ben over. You guys can each share the bottle and then listen to DJ Screws.
His last name is Stone. Been stoned.
I've been stoned all day long.
I've been stoned like bad Quaker.
The guy who invented the AR-15, his last name is Stoner.
Ah, I did know that.
Yeah.
Stoner platform rifles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think codeine is an opiate, though, right?
Codeine. Codeine.
No, I don't think codeine is an opiate.
Well, that's why they mix the promethazine with the codeine.
That's what I think it is. Yeah, I think you can get this with codeine added, but promethazine DM is not
just regular like Robitussin.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, DM is whatever. I don't know. God, this stuff has a foul fucking aftertaste, man.
Actually, I actually took 2 ounces of promethazine once before operating a roller coaster. It was pretty fun.
Isn't that counterindicated?
I guess so. It was fun being slow at work, though.
You were operating it or riding it?
No, I was a ride operator.
He was operating heavy machinery.
So, so people's people's lives were in your hands?
Well, no, look, it's not really, because all you do is you and another worker, you push a button at the same time until the roller coaster goes out onto the ramp. And then from there, it's on its own, pretty much.
It's so like a Jetson's job. You push buttons.
You've basically just admitted that you at one point in your life, were an incompetent, drugged-out carny.
Chitch.
Of course, this can't be used in a court of law because everything we say is a joke.
Yeah, I was joking about
this
that.
This is fiend fiction.
Yeah. If we were stupider, we'd have some disclaimer that says, the government has no right to come into our clubhouse. No girls allowed.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
No feds allowed.
No goons allowed. Stop.
Sovereign citizen. Stop. What a contradiction.
Stop sending me tax bills. All
right.
I have magic words to use against you.
This ain't no Harry Potter, motherfucker.
Man, government's clamping down, though. I'm going to pay more taxes because of payroll taxes. My dad's going to have to pay a bunch more money because of Obamacare. Ugh. It sucks. Like, well, he has to pay for all of his employees' insurance now.
You know, Hillary has a blood clot. I was thinking, like, what if they removed the clot and she turned into an anarchist? What if the only reason she was a statist was because there was a blood clot pressing on her brain?
Like when my grandma had a brain tumor and she was always a bee and everybody hated her, and then she got it removed and she was slightly less of a bee?
Yeah. Yeah.
Frank's looking at me like, what, WTF? But he's got pistachios in his mouth, so he can't counteract.
Sorry, I have nuts in my mouth.
He's got nuts in his mouth.
I have nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of nuts, I got felt up by the goons at the TSA yesterday. It was actually not as bad as I remembered. I don't know if I'm getting used to the TSA goons or if they're getting lazier with their pat-downs.
Yeah, isn't it bad if you feel comfortable during a TSA pat-down?
They're pat-downs. Call them pat-downs.
Maybe, but I feel like it was half as long as the last time I got
it. Pat-downs. Pat-downs.
Pat-downs. Oh, yeah. Should have told them, just eat my nuts.
Is there an
inside
joke I'm missing?
You should have started rapping your Eat My Nuts song.
Yeah, I should have, but I didn't. Because it was so short. Like the first time I had it happen, I felt like it took forever, and it was long and it was very thorough. This time you just sort of it was like when you get pat down before going to a school dance. It was very mild.
They used to pat y'all down for a school dance?
Did they?
I don't remember that.
I think they might have at least once.
But then again, I was fat in intermediate school, so I didn't go to school dances.
Well, I'm thinking high school dances.
Oh, I didn't go to those either.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think I'll play that song at the break.
Eat My Nuts?
Eat My Nuts. Yeah, I listened to your three songs that you have done so far before the other two that we did together. At the doctor's the other day on the headphones, and they're really, really, really good, man. Maybe we'll play two of them.
Nice. Okay. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Should you cut them out? Yeah, no, leave them in. Screw it. People can have them. If people are listening to The Fiends, they can get this dope shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Me and Nima.
At The Fiends store, as
right, we're probably going to make a song while we're here in Utah.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope so. I hope me and Frank make a song. We'll either start a new one, or there's a concept song that I was going to have Frank rap on. Where it's the state as zombies, and they're basically marching, and I'm going to sample all different people in the state, like Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney. I'm going to sample them saying different words.
Mitt Romney
and his wife, Muffy, and they're going to be marching like zombies, going, roads beyond the state, and the verses that me and Frank rap are going to be about is trying to escape the status zombie apocalypse. That's the concept. We'll see if it works out.
We're already in a state of zombie apocalypse.
You know, this whole thing with dealing with the doctors and their incompetence and their nannying and their hoops and their hurdles really has me scared with government takeover of healthcare. Of like, you know, something that's not even serious. I mean, we're seriously sick, but it's not like cancer or we need a heart transplant or something.
It's not a terminal illness.
Right. It's a really, really sick, and it could be terminal without treatment, but you know, when
isn't
the government
that, isn't that a funny euphemism too, that people use that terminal instead of deadly or deathly or will lead to your death? Terminal. That sounds
there's a terminal where it
sounds
where it,
so clean.
It terminates.
Where you will take off for the afterlife. Your terminal illness.
But it has me scared. It has me thinking like, you know, it's going to get to the point where the state is going to have you so over the barrel for anything that you need to live, you know? I mean, if they're controlling the food, the medicine, the roads, everything.
Well, a while back, the FDA was also proposing clamping down on any kind of vitamins or health supplements because the FDA doesn't get the chance to go in there and approve them and get their bribes and do what they do with the pharmaceutical industry. And that was scary too, because when I get sick, because I've started to get pretty sick like 3 or 4 times this fall and winter, and I just up my dosage of vitamin D and take a bunch of ibuprofen. This isn't medical advice. I'm not advising other people to do it, but that's what I do, is I just take a bunch of vitamin D, take ibuprofen, take real Sudafed. You know, the Sudafed you have to stand in line at the pharmacist counter at Walmart to get, and, you know, give them a photocopy of your driver's license because people can make meth out of it. I take the real Sudafed, and I just do that, and I'm fine. But I think the feds would love it if all of those things were behind the counter and maybe even prescriptions involved. Yeah.
Did you know that in Europe, people don't take vitamins unless they're sick?
Well, I think that's because in Europe, at least in some countries, vitamins are regulated by like an FDA-style bureaucracy.
Yeah. But it's also, I think, they eat better, so they don't need them.
Yeah, I can maybe see that too. Yeah.
So you want to take a break? Want to take an early break and play a couple of your songs here?
Sure, yeah. Are you going to play two songs, one song?
Yeah, two songs.
A Gun for Everyone.
We already played that.
I want to hear that.
Let me cue it up here. Hang on a sec.
All right. Is butt stereo or is butt mono?
I think butt stereo.
Butt stereo? Okay, good.
Yeah.
it's time to bite down. This is what you wanted, right? And so just hike down. Ain't no love in my dick tonight. It's out of spite now. And my rock is just kryptonite. For your super pat down. Pat down, pat down. Oh, state, you so nasty. I know you wanna touch me, but you didn't even ask me. Peeking at my car's full house, Mary Kate and Ashley. You're like a girl in high school, how you always wanna grab me. What a cute blue blouse. And pretty medals. Oh, you're looking for 2 pounds? And any kettles? Don't wanna join them, rather beat them. So when they feeling up my nuts, I say, hey, why don't you eat them? Just eat my nuts. Eat a bitch. Just eat my nuts. Just eat my big fat nuts. Could give a fuck. I still would give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
Mind if I touch your balls, sir?
Weren't you just listening to the chorus?
Sir, I just need to check inside your asshole. Sir, I just need to check inside your asshole. Mind if I touch the balls, sir?
Sure, you can touch them with your mouth. I tell them get a real job, but they on my ass still. You wanna touch our junk so much, then go work in the landfill. Cause not my fault that you never learned no damn skill. And still, let that badge go to your head just like a fucking Advil. Why all the complaining? I could just drive, ain't it? Cause faggot cops still treat me like the opposite of a plaintiff. Ready to lie at my arraignment. Fuck the roads too, I'll say it. Don't need your shit status. Sensitive. Please don't bite him. For real. You can suck him, but don't bite him.
The forces of evil feel heavy, but I'm a power lifter. Ha! Yeah! Alright, let's do this. Check it out.
Someone's always sweating me. It's like I'm fucked inevitably. I wish I had like 7 of me. Always keep a weapon on me. Pull it if you're stepping on me. Will I pop? Definitely. I never stop questioning the federal authority. It's nothing but a harm to me. What they call disorderly is just life. Honorary. Freedom is more orderly than any law written formally. Freedom ain't free, but you should do your own soldiering instead of stormtrooping for the state. Taking food off of our place. Invading other places for murdering and rape. To make mass graves. Throwing bodies in the lake for some other fucker's sake. So fuck going ham, bitch, I'm going ape. Unleash my wrath. Grapes, my flow is elegant. Drapes, I protect myself, don't need no PD. So kill all that fishy shit, ha, BP. Will I think I'll find the time? But I know I'll find it fine. And so I roll some tasty pine. Tasty pine that tastes so fine. My lungs feel old like Katie Klein's. Ha ha ha, I ace that line. It's wake up time. All the last can break up time. My flow's the truth, y'all make up rhymes. Pay my dues, you pay the fines. Pay I make is only mine. Rhymes I got like many of them. And straight shots like Danny and Jan. 50 cent spots like many a man. Pick up the world like Wayne and Ann. Drop it on his head, reverse I said. Federal Reserve don't curse my brand. 22 nickels and 9 mil
quarters. Moses and the God won't take your orders. Fuck what Hillary won. In the iron sights of my Mosin-Nagant. Cause I ain't never gonna let my face get stomped. Cause I ain't never gonna let my face get stomped. They got them jack boots, they wanna jack you. So you gotta pack tools for working on them damn fools. Me, I'm barefoot while I bear arms. Won't be a damn beef on one of their farms. Cause I don't kowtow, that's just my lifestyle. Fuck the highbrows, I'ma live for right now. I flip the bird at drones, got traps like Home Alone. Don't talk my dirt on phones, but you'll hear it in my song. Robot bombing, boom, boom, boom. The SWAT team is busting down your room, room. What the fuck are we supposed to do now? They stomping on our faces with the jack boots. The jack boots, the jack boots, jack boots, the jack boots. What the fuck are we supposed to do now? They stomping on our faces with the jack boots.
Yeah, that was Jack Boots, going all the way back to 2012.
Going back to the future, because it hasn't really even been released yet. It's going back to late 2013.
Let's give out the call-in number, Nima.
Sure, sure. You can call us if you're a fiend out there, or if you're Mike Mahoney or other various friends of Nima. You can call us at 307-215-5171. Dave, is it Dave Nail? Dave Nail, if you're listening, now would be a good time to call. He wanted to be on the show and talk about Audit the Pentagon, a political organization whose mission is for a full congressional audit of the U.S. Department of Defense.
I want Dave to come on here so I can talk him into just going the final bit from minarchy to anarchy, because he's been a minarchist for like 30 years. I mean, he was involved in the Libertarian Party and then the Republican Liberty Caucus, which I was a member of for a while. And we've talked about like how is it that people can go, you know, from statist to minarchist overnight, and then that, that's like a journey of 1,000 miles, but that journey, that last mile from minarchist to anarchist, some people never take it, and some people it takes another 20 years to take. So I want to get Dave on here and ask him why he's not an anarchist yet.
Well, because it's just really one important step that they fail to take, the step of universalizing the principle, the non-aggression principle. If you don't take that, which is the most important step, of course you're gonna stick to whatever statist altar you believe most in, whether that be roads or healthcare or military or whatever.
I would say that the last election has proven that working within the system is impossible. If you want to just even take out the moral part of it, just the workability part of it, you know, it's not workable anymore. That was proven by the GOP.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to talk about workability and minarchism and Dave Nall and audit the Pentagon, I mean, asking Congress to audit the Pentagon, isn't that kind of like
asking the mafia to show you their books, the real books, not the books they show the IRS.
Well, not even, because both organizations are part of the same mafia. I mean, it's
ugh. I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh.
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. We have Freedom Fiends, Anarchy Gumbo, and two designs for Guns and Weed the Road to Freedom. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $6 for 4 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And the Department of Defense. It's like asking PepsiCo to audit Taco Bell, which they own.
Yeah.
Or asking Pizza Hut to audit Taco Bell. They both want... Their money comes from the same
trough.
I like
the Mafia one better, because those aren't necessarily bad organizations.
Sure, but with the Mafia one, you would have to say it's like asking the Gambino family to audit the Peregrino family, or two different families of the Mafia. Because I guess what I'm trying to get at is it's an internal audit. So, of course, you're not going to get anything that's based on what's good for people or what's good for morality. You're going to get something that's based on what's good for corrupt congressmen who already get a whole shit ton of bribes and pork to take back to their districts from the Defense Department. You're not going to get any change. I mean, that's why it's the military-industrial complex, right? Congress is an integral part of that complex.
Yep.
Yeah, so... just seems a little counterintuitive to me, but I guess at least maybe your heart's in the right place if you understand that the Department of Defense does things like waste a whole ton of money on things that just blow other stuff up for no reason.
Well, isn't part of the military and the CIA going way, way back that they both have black budgets that aren't even auditable in any way?
Yeah, there's that too. I would imagine they would even try to go further and say, well,
national security depends on us not even looking in that
right,
hole.
Right, like when they do in the judicial system, they do the state secrets clause and say, well, we can't really have a lawsuit about this because if you did, we would have to divulge important state secrets that are very important to national security. So I would say even if you disregard the black budgets, they would probably try to have some kind of immunity on a whole bunch of other things too.
Yeah. Is Frank still there?
He's here, but he's eating pistachios.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you start eating pistachios because you saw the Snoop Lion ad where they act like they're drugs? He has them in a little medical marijuana bottle.
No, he does advertisements for pistachios now?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
First, I didn't know that.
First it was Hot Pockets because he pocks it like it's hot.
Pop it like it's hot.
Ew. Yeah. Pocket like it's hot. Oh, that's what I say.
Pocket like it's hot.
Ew. Yeah.
That was awful. Oh, Snoop. I guess he needs money, but...
what a sellout.
Why can't we have doggy style, too? I mean, if you need money, Snoop,
make some good music. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's against guns now.
That's what they say, but
we
I haven't heard
that song.
This mythical Snoop Lion song where he tells people to get rid of their guns.
Yeah, because you can't make a career about guns and weed and bitches and then come out against guns 20 years later.
T.I. did.
Yeah, just so he could get his jail sentence moved down.
Huh, that's an interesting thought. I always just thought T.I. was a sellout, but yeah, maybe he's just jive-talking for the slave masters.
No, they made a deal with them.
We've already talked about that, Nima. Are you so baked that you don't remember that?
He's
Why
not
do you always
baked.
Imply that I'm high?
I don't know.
No, I'm not.
Right now
I'm
it's appropriate.
No,
because Michael's a conservative.
Have we brought up that thought that he was... well, because I always thought that T.I. actually sold out.
I'm conserving my cough syrup.
Frank's saying that T.I., it was actually explicitly expressed in his plea deal.
Yeah, no, the state made a deal that if he goes to
these...
Yeah,
we talked about that, Nima.
I guess Nima is baked on whiskey.
No, we didn't talk about how the state actually made it part of it. Oh.
Hey, I'll be right back. I think there's a bear cat in front of my house. There's something big out there. I got to check it out.
All right.
A bear
Frank,
cat.
Tell me about T.I.'s plea deal.
Flocka. No. They actually made an MTV reality show about it, but... the deal was T.I. was supposed to go to schools, give a speech about why jail is bad, and tell them about why guns are bad, and stuff like that. Basically, like doing a DARE program and an anti-gun program by himself, just so he could get his sentence lowered down. That's why he only did a year in jail, as opposed to maybe 8 years.
Okay. Didn't Lil Wayne, he went to jail for gun possession too, didn't
he?
But he didn't do a plea deal like that.
I'm not sure. It was
UPS.
It's different. Like I think one was a felony and one wasn't. I'm not sure on the whole.
Because when Lil Wayne got out of jail, he did a rock album, and he's got some pretty anti-government stuff in there. So he was still
doesn't.
Huh?
He has anti-government stuff in his
rock album.
What was it called? Red Velvet or Red Revolver?
No, Hot Revolver was a track on it. The whole album was something different. Here, I've got it.
I'm going to look it up on the Googles.
I've got it in my iTunes.
Michael Dean, you're back?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you have, a Bearcat or a tank out there?
UPS.
Oh, UPS.
Oh, we got a $100 donation from Matt, who said, I'm really liking your podcast, and so are my wife and kids. I read that to DJ, and she said, are the Fiends kid-friendly? Those kids could be 20. Who knows, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they listened to the podcast one night on it.
No, the Lil Wayne album was called Rebirth.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's got a line where he says, tired of the same shit, and we knew a black president wouldn't change shit. He's got some anti-government lines in there. He also talks about how they tax him and how ridiculous it is that he's paying the government so much.
So
he got out of jail and was still like, F the government.
I find it nice when black rappers don't support Obama like most of them do.
Yeah.
Like Lil Wayne and Lil Wayne and Lupe Fiasco. I think Talib Kweli.
Big Boy. Big Boy's got a new album. It's really awesome. Uh-huh. And he had that great quote that was floating around Facebook. I don't know if it's actually
I forget
his
it.
Quote.
But. Oh, and then Low-Key. But I guess he's not black.
Loki's Iraqi.
Yeah, he's half Iraqi and half English.
So, of course, he hates
Well, no, the dude on his song, though, who I forgot what he said, but he said something about Obama.
Yeah, he raps with some other English rapper. Yeah, man. It's good times.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, I know we've talked about T.I. before, but I just want to repeat it because.
Did we talk about neckbeard socialists?
Yeah, we talked about neckbeard socialists.
Okay.
Neckbeard? Beard on
the
necks?
Oh, we never read that Guns and Weed review. Do you want to read that?
Yeah, I do.
From Movie City News. Do you have it handy? I can pigeon it to you.
My present.
I do. I just only have one hand because I'm holding the mic with the hand. So
oh, yeah.
It takes me a while to control find something.
Make your wife hold it for you.
All right. So, by contrast, Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
No, read the one above it. Like it comes out of another review. Read the end of the other review.
You're going to have to pigeon that one to me, because all you got is, all it says is coming out of another review, the companion film Ice.
Yeah, that's it. That's the other review. And then it goes, just start reading there.
All right. The companion film Ice describes how fictional militants might go about attacking institutions here, in solidarity with a Mexican revolutionary organization. From what we've learned about the Weather Underground, the characters in Ice are every bit as delusional, argumentative, and isolated as the radicals who, by going underground, separated themselves from reality. That's it. And then the other thing I started to read that you told me not to read.
No, read the other thing now. That was the precursor to this.
Oh, okay.
They go in order.
They go in order. By contrast, Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom presents an amateurish argument for core libertarian ideas. Beyond pointing out the hypocrisy in this country's restrictions on medical marijuana and other drugs, the documentary argues that gun control advocates are victims of America, too. That's America with three Ks in the middle. This is the case, even though no significant gun control legislation has advanced beyond the Supreme Court in memory. It suggests that open carry advocates are as wrongheaded about marijuana-related forms as the legal pot boosters are about gun control. The Constitution, they believe, protects the individual's liberty of all otherwise law-abiding citizens who choose to own and display weapons or ingest any herb that grows freely and naturally in nature. Like prohibition, the restrictions on gun ownership and pot smoking have their roots in good old-fashioned American racism, corporate greed, and conservative fuddy-duddies. Their case may be inelegantly presented, but this is the face of American libertarianism in 2011, not what passes for it in the Iowa caucuses. So what are your comments on that?
I don't know. Kind of puts us... It was weird that it like tied... Again, we get tied in with the 60s radicals who blew shit up, even if it's a tertiary connection. It's like, you know, that... And this is a lefty doing it, and it was done by some righties before on the Accuracy Media.
Yeah, although he seems to agree with the argument in the movie. He doesn't say anything about the arguments in the movie. He says the aesthetics of it are amateurish, but he doesn't have any argument against the argument.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good. I mean, right?
I mean, your Gun for Everyone video has 4,400 views.
Oh, really? Damn, that means it got like 300 overnight.
Yep, and and it's got a bunch of comments along the lines of, I don't care for hip-hop, but this is good, which is what I was trying to go for and trying to make you make it more commercial, you know, with the background vocals.
To
I'm always trying to polish you up.
Yeah, Yeah. Well,
you sound like you don't like
makes
it.
Me have an identity crisis. Like, who am I doing this for? You know,
the people, man, the people.
The people. Yeah. Yeah. The old white people.
Yeah. Yeah. Nima Vidadi, the favorite hip hop music of old white people.
I know, right?
That's your problem with it.
That is my
problem. You want to be taken seriously in like in the back streets of Houston, but you know.
Yeah.
But no. People are bumping you in their SUVs and on the way to the mall.
In their minivans.
Yeah. The people said the same thing on his I Own Me rap video too, like people who said they don't usually listen to rap or hip hop music said they liked it. So I guess Nima has that effect.
Crossover appeal.
Yeah, Nima has that effect when I tweak him. I don't know.
You didn't tweak I Own Me at all.
That's what I was going to ask. Did people say that about that too?
Yeah, that's what Frank just said.
All right, then it's your problem, not mine.
Hey, I think y'all should make a movie called Tranny Hookers and Crocodile: The Road to Fiendom.
Fiendom. Nice.
Fiendom. Yeah, I really like that bump with your little brother.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I put that in last week's Sunday's cast. I put it in right after the guy he's making fun of. I put in
what?
The... What?
I'm sorry. I'm saying what because I just Googled or searched for A Gun for Everyone, and it looks like somebody made a radio edit of it.
No.
And put it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Send me the link. Pigeon me the link.
D.W. Perry, 78.
Pigeon me the link.
Gun for Everyone. I am. Hold on. Let me put the microphone down. See, I don't like microphone controlling because then I can't type at the same time.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So you put it down while you're not talking and type.
I know.
That's funny.
I have to finish my statement.
Shit.
So what was I saying, Frank?
I don't know. My mind was on tranny hookers and crocodile.
Wow.
He says, I do not own the rights to this song. It belongs to Nima V. But that's good. I mean, that's what we tell people, right?
Listen to it because it's on the computer that I'm butt casting with. Do you want to listen to it? See what it sounds like? Can you play it?
I don't think I could play it with other people being able to hear it.
All right. We'll check it out later.
Yeah. I wonder how did he bleep out my mouth? Dude, that's what I'm trying to see is if he blurred my mouth when I say cuss naughty words. He didn't blur out my middle finger. I'm guessing he just did it with audio, not video. Interesting.
All right.
They actually blur people's mouths in some videos.
Well, it's the same length. Yeah. It's the same length as yours, so he didn't cut time out of it. He probably just
bleeped
it.
Nobody would anyway. That would sound awful. Yeah. I don't think anybody ever radio edits something and cuts time out of things.
Who knows, man? When you leave stuff to the cloud.
I'm pretty sure because it wouldn't sound right musically because, I mean, you'd be off beat if you cut out a whole beat or a half beat. It would ruin everything. So
yeah.
That's why when you radio edit rap, you just take the vocals and reverse them for that little... Just the vocal track. You just reverse the vocals for that little bit of time or you just blank out the vocals for that little bit of time. And you leave the original musical track the same length.
The central harmonizer got a hold of you.
Yeah, I suppose so. Mosin carbine. Who has one of those? Is a Mosin carbine just a short Mosin like you have, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, mine's a carbine.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's weird because usually carbine means a smaller cartridge and a smaller gun. You know, smaller rifle with a smaller cartridge, but...
And I always thought it meant semi-automatic, too, but I guess I'm wrong.
No. With Mosins, it just means
short gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually a semi-automatic rifle chambered, or it's for the same Mosin round, the 7.62 by 54R. Apparently, they're really expensive, though. I'd wanted to buy one, because wouldn't that be badass to have a semi-auto with Mosin rounds in it?
Well, isn't an SKS? No, SKS takes AK rounds.
Takes 7.62 by 39, same as AK. I'm gonna try to.
So do you see this thing about the metal band Lamb of God? Their singer was disgusted by the disrespectful Oregon audience last week. He tried to get them to do a moment of silence for the victims of the shooting in Connecticut, and most of them. Did it, but a few of them, like, you know, checked their text messages and chatted amongst themselves. And he started screaming at him and said, "You people give metal a bad name." And I was thinking, like, since when is ignoring demands of an authority figure giving metal a bad name?
Right. Yeah, that is metal.
I know.
Yeah, metal's supposed to be brutal, right? I mean, It seems like, yeah, if you were really metal, you would like flip the guy off and throw a beer bottle at him and then pee on him.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm not into metal, but that's...
Do you want to do a glossary for us this show?
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose. I did find, I think it's called a Romanian PLS or PSL. That's a semi-automatic rifle that shoots Mosin rounds. I think they're hard to find and expensive. But
there's a sawed-off Mosin video somewhere on YouTube. It would not be legal, but it's basically like a Mosin turned into a handgun.
Yikes! That's harsh.
Yeah.
The revolver?
No.
No, you're not talking about that?
No, the rifle just sawed down.
A sawed-off Mosin rifle. Like,
holy
if you shortened
shit.
The Mosin rifle to where it basically just
not
had
legal,
no barrel.
Not legal anywhere.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Oh, the Dragunov. That's what someone's talking about. Yeah. Yeah, Dragunov is a little AK, right? No.
No, that's... It's more of like a... Sniper rifle, I guess.
The PSL is the Romanian SVD. Okay, yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay, the SVD Dragunov. Is that semi-auto, though? I guess it is. I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe I just want an AK that shoots 7.62 by 54R. Somebody needs to make that. I'm calling for more guns that are semi-automatic anti-assault rifles.
I think the Dragunov is the... Anyway, I don't know, man. I don't know. So, what do you want to do with the rest of the show? It's up to you. If you got more to talk about, or if you want to do glossary.
Let's do some glossary for a little bit, and then we can break that up if we have other action items we need to insert.
Okay, let's see where we ended the glossary.
We ended it on horizontal...
Liberation.
Horizontal liberation, yes. Not enforcement, but liberation.
But we have... I added boring, which is a synonym for square. Boring is something the fiends call statists.
All right. Well, if you want to go ahead and read your edition.
Nah, my throat's hella sore, man. Dude, I'm sick as a fucking dog. Website. I really am. I'm like...
Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing this today. I'm suffering for the fiends. I really am.
Yeah. Well, we all
sacrificing.
I can't read for another 40 minutes.
What, do you want to read something
that's
off
what,
the glossary?
That's what makes you a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we popcorn read it for a little bit? Frank, why don't you go ahead and go to the glossary? Are you there?
Yeah, well, fuck you.
All right. I like that. Scroll down to...
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away, 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Read it for a little bit.
Ouch, what is that noise?
That's the we're recording, we're not recording noise.
Been nice.
I'd restart it.
Frank, go.
Hold on, I'm trying to get there, bud. I'm scrolling. All right. Incrementalism. A gradual reduction of freedoms or increase of freedoms, as opposed to sweeping overnight change. Read more about this concept at the Wikipedia entry for Boiling Frog.
There's actually a wiki entry for that?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Jessica, Nima's wife.
Jessica, do you want to come explain yourself? Who you are? She said the same thing. She's Nima's wife. Okay.
She must read the glossary.
Kitten stompers. Those are fed goons. It's based on the fact that during home raids, they sometimes accidentally
question mark in parentheses, stomp family pets and intentionally shoot family dogs. Also said as a line from a song Nima and Michael wrote as they recorded the Guns and Weed film. Fed goons are kitten stomping and the shit is popping. They'll shoot your dog, man, with the pussy 223. Yes, they will.
You know, that's been happening a lot, actually, in Austin. You haven't been hearing of all the dogs being shot by APD?
No, I know they like to shoot people. Have they shot dogs recently?
Yeah, they shot like 2 dogs within the last 6 months, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do tell, you're the Peaceful Streets representative here, and that started in Austin, right?
I don't know the details. I just know they're busting into houses, I guess, doing no-knock raids, and they'll just pop a cap in the dog. And it's usually, I think one of them was at the wrong house anyway as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, man, it's scary stuff. You gotta avoid the APD. They've always done horrible things, and
I think all PDs do horrible things.
They do. I guess I'm just closer to the APD thing because I remember from a very early age when I first got to Austin.
Yeah,
and was doing journalism. At least twice a year, they would have shot somebody, and I started covering it when they shot. Little 18-year-old Hispanic kid in the back and left his body to be eaten by ants. That was actually an autopsy report that we got as soon as it came out. Before that, they also shot a mentally handicapped person who was on the freeway and his car was broken down. And they didn't like the way he was interacting with police, so they just gunned him down.
That's horrible. Like, where I live is one of the worst. Houston has, like, one of the highest rates for...
Isn't it, like, number two in police brutality?
Yeah, it's, like, number two or number one for police brutality, and I think it's actually number one for the highest incarceration rate.
Houston, I believe so.
I have to catch up on the statistics.
New Orleans is the highest incarceration rate in the world.
I guess Houston... I know Houston's in the top five, but last month, they... The Houston Police Department actually killed a guy who had no arms, and I think he had one leg. Wow. And they popped a cap in him.
Wow.
A couple caps, actually.
So they were taking anti-Second Amendmentism to its extreme. He didn't even have a right to bear his own human arms.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Isn't that horrible?
That's awful.
Talk about defenseless. He doesn't even have arms to fucking fight back.
Right. Well, that's why it's so good that you're starting up that Peaceful Streets project. And hopefully
we need more like that.
Oh, yeah, hopefully your activism can do some good there. You actually had a run-in with the law a few days ago, didn't you? I don't know. If it's an open investigation, you might not want to talk about it for legal reasons. But
I don't know if you can consider fire marshal very much of a law.
Well, I wouldn't talk about it if it's open.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to give up anything. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to show your hand.
But statists don't listen to freedom fiends.
Nah, Frank, I'm looking out for you here. Don't talk about it.
I know, bro. I'm just
read the glossary.
Trying to be funny.
Any lawyer would tell you that. Shut up and read.
Shut up and read.
Yes, Mr. Michael Dean.
This is
which one would you like me to read?
I defer to your authority.
All knowing one.
I don't know. What's next? I'm not on the page.
Kofi.
Frank. Kofi. Like, is that how people with accents say coffee? Kofi? Kofi is Africanus Kofi Akosa Adusei. I hope I didn't butcher his name. Michael Nima's friend in Ghana, Africa, who runs the libertarian education organization called Africa Youth Peace Call.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's pretty dope to actually have a liberty movement in Africa.
It's hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's very complicated, I'd imagine.
Well, it's good stuff because, I mean, the whole point is to get the ideas out there. And I think the rest mostly self-organizes and takes care of itself, which is a good proof for anarchic order. I think that's our main job right now is to get the ideas out there, spread as far and wide as possible.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find a Farsi translation of Rothbard's Anatomy of the State. And I don't know, maybe that's a project I should help. But if places like that, because you imagine all these places, they hate their governments. They hate the state. You know, everybody in Iran hates the tyrannical state.
Oh, yeah.
But all they can think of when they think of taking it down is some better form of democracy or some other state because they don't have the ideas of real liberty and anarchic order. They don't have Butler Schaeffer's books in their native languages. They don't have Murray Rothbard's books in their native languages. They probably don't have Iranian podcasts. And, you know, some of them speak English and listen to the Freedom Fiends as we've had calls from Tehran and stuff. But
you've gotten calls from Tehran?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, Saeed. We got one. call from Tehran. I guess not calls.
That's weird.
No, it's not weird.
Well, no, because like I usually listen to all the podcasts, but I guess I missed that one.
And we have we have downloads from all around the world.
Yeah, yeah. I see y'all have it on the podcast website.
We don't get calls from a lot of foreign countries. I don't know. But those are probably all English speakers that have access to that stuff anyway. It'd be really nice to have the ideas of liberty in more languages, in more places, especially places with very tyrannical governments, because I'm sure they're hungry for something like that. And moving on, we'll go ahead and...
Speaking of liberty, next on the list is...
Well, I was going to say, speaking of hungry for something like that, next on the list is Crocodile and Tranny Hookers.
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Crocodile. Crocodile. Yes. Very Crocodile nice. Is a form of bathtub heroin produced in Russia from over-the-counter pain pills. It contains a lot of dangerous chemicals in the final mixture. Injecting Crocodile destroys the flesh of the user and makes their skin rot off, looking like the skin of a crocodile in the process. Tranny hookers... Does this really need a definition?
Yes.
Tranny hookers yes. are transvestite prostitutes or transsexual prostitutes. Michael and Nima think tranny hookers and Crocodile should be legal. But as macho libertarian Flash, Michael and Nima often joke about actually partying with tranny hookers while using Crocodile. While Michael did some things sort of like that back in his rock star days with the band Bomb, Michael no longer does, and Nima never did, that you know of. But they still like talking about it, and in a real lip pair, people wouldn't have to make dangerous heroin substitutes in a bathtub from toxic chemicals, because pure, clean, pharmaceutical-grade heroin would be available in bulk at Walmart. Though probably in different aisles than the sugar to avoid problems. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, people would probably have their own poppy fields in the back, you know, have their little homegrown, have
poppies
some organic
don't grow.
Poppies.
Poppies won't grow in America.
They won't grow in America?
Why do you say that?
They grow in places like Afghanistan, Chile.
True.
There's mountainous, arid regions of the United States, though.
Not that are hot like that all year round.
Okay.
Well, Afghanistan gets pretty cold in the north.
Yeah.
But I guess they grow the poppies
Texas.
In the south.
Maybe Texas could grow it. Louisiana.
Well, I guess I'll be the first.
Yeah, Louisiana's too wet.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, we'll go ahead and move on to a phrase actually coined by our good friend Ben Stone, but we have co-opted it because we like it when he coins certain phrases, especially this one. Frank, go ahead and read Liberty Mission.
Sure. Ben Stone came up with this as an alternative to saying the Liberty Movement. Because the Liberty Movement has become co-opted, diluted, and amorphous, Michael and Nima say, we take a Liberty Movement in the morning, so we have time and space to work on the Liberty Mission. Saying the Liberty Mission shows how Ben, Nima, and Michael, and others, are devoted to spreading information about the non-aggression principle 24/7. Every waking moment for the rest of their lives. Repeat until droned.
Yeah, that's excellent. I think that's really important. I would say that these Republican think tanks like FreedomWorks and Dick Armey and that, they would probably consider themselves in the Liberty Movement.
Ew,
so there's
so
definitely some
boring.
Distance that we need to put in there.
Square and boring.
Yeah, square and boring.
So square.
So I don't know if Liberty Mission will stick around for very long, but that's at least where the Fiends and the Quakers are at this point. So
I don't know. I think in 3 years we're all going to be in FEMA camps with government flu, and they're going to be rationing out our medicines.
Okay, Alex Jones.
I think in 3 years I'll be in my house with my 3D printer printing guns and drugs and having all I need come from a box in my closet.
Good. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, yes.
It'll be this portal to freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The portal.
Well, when
to
you were
repair.
A kid, did you ever have that fantasy about having a bag that you could just pull anything out of, like anything you could?
Well, I
kind of
still do
because
I told you when I go to sleep, I pretend I'm in a space tube traveling through space, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like self-contained, and you know I can travel for generations in suspended animation.
I don't think you've told me that one.
Oh,
you said a bag.
Sounds like a David Bowie video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like the movie Moon. But I've always thought that ever since I was a little kid. I've always, when I sleep, I wrap myself in a little cocoon and I pretend I'm in a space tube in long-term space travel in suspended animation.
Oh, man.
That's how I do things like sleep 16 hours straight. I'm in a space tube.
I guess you are like a kitty cat.
Meow. I'm a pussy.
Well, if I were to die, I'd want to be reincarnated into a cat. They have the best lives. They get to sleep all day. They get fed. They get their shit cleaned up.
I know.
Yeah, they're pretty much kings.
I'm looking at one right now who's asleep on the bed. Looks pretty mellow.
Have you ever had dreams about, like, you're in a firefight or something? Somebody breaking into your house to shoot you? The other night, I was kind of having a dream like that, but I was like, I think I told you, Nima, but I was like half awake, right? But like I woke up in the middle of it and I was with my girlfriend and I actually put my hand up in the form of a gun, like towards the door, like I was going to do something. Just pointed it at the door.
With no gun in your hand?
Yeah, with no gun in my hand.
Just like pew, 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 murka.
No, it was just out of nowhere.
Finger bang. I woke up.
Finger bang you into my life.
But I mean, if somebody actually broke into my house and I just put up my finger, I'd...
Was it a nightmare? Like, were you scared? Like, did he bust in and shoot you?
Yeah, it was a nightmare. I was kind of sweating, but
scary. I always have the one where my gun doesn't work.
I have that a lot.
Yeah, that's my reoccurring
nightmare. Yeah, it's like the gun version of the naked at school dream.
Of the naked at school. Or the
zombie dream.
When I was a kid, even before I could drive, I would always have it to where I couldn't drive. I was in the car and I had to drive, but the steering wheel... Wouldn't respond. The pedal wouldn't respond. You know, any control I had on it was lost.
Is your gun dream like your gun won't fire or the bullets don't affect them?
Both.
Okay, because the only ones I have is like I'll shoot, but the bullets don't stop them. Like they're still coming at me.
Yeah.
I'll have zombie dreams like that.
Yeah. Zombie dreams, huh?
Yeah. Fucking scary. All right, so you want to get back to the Fiends Glossary?
Well, yeah. We'll go ahead and I'll read our current Fiends Glossary definition of libertarian. This is an important one.
Okay.
So we have it as the opposite of an authoritarian. It's a person who thinks people should be able to do whatever they want as long as it doesn't initiate aggression on anyone else. Michael and Nima are libertarians. They are small L libertarians, i.e. not members of the Libertarian Party. And that's an important distinction too. Ben Stone used to always read this quote by L. Neil Smith, and I'm going to butcher it here, but this is a rough paraphrase, basically saying, you know, if you believe and follow the non-aggression principle, you are a libertarian, whether you say so or not. If you do not do this, if you do aggress against people, you are not a libertarian, whether you say you are or not. So that's the main nut. That's the kernel of libertarianism.
And the Libertarian Party are in favor of some aggression.
At least the way they tell it, and especially the candidates they put forth are, I mean,
yeah, they put forth candidates that aren't even in keeping with their mission statement, I think.
Right, right. Who say things that they think are extreme, like let's reduce property taxes by 25% and let's get rid of one department in the cabinet. whereas if they were really libertarians, they would understand that the very existence of government is an aggression. Or it's as Mises said, government is in essence the negation of liberty. You can't have any form of the state or government as we conceive of it today and have any form of, you know, anarchist paradise or libertarian paradise or anything like that.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, go ahead and read the next entry.
Libertarian Rockstar?
Yeah.
I should just say Michael Dean. All right, libertarian rock star, Michael's term for famous libertarians. Lou Rockwell, Stefan Molyneux, Ian Freeman. A-listers of media production in the liberty movement. Michael and Nima are not yet libertarian rock stars. I disagree. They are more like a libertarian garage band with a good following.
Do you disagree, Frank?
Yeah, I do. I think y'all are rock stars. Well, at first, I read the whole...
We're the underground rock stars.
That's pretty common. That's pretty common when someone is in a popular garage band. The people that really loved them and love them from the start think of them as rock stars, even though the rest of the world doesn't think they are anyway, yet.
Yeah.
Right. Like me and you, Frank, think DJ Screw is a rock star, and we think Pimp C is a rock star.
But not a lot of people know about them.
But yeah. But you're like, hey, you listen to DJ Screw, and people are like...
I don't know why they slow down the music. Why do they do that?
I'm gonna, Listen to my Will Smith jams.
Yes.
He doesn't curse at all.
Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his records. Why can't you listen to good rap like that?
Liberty Blue Blah.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. All right. So,
can I smell your dick?
Oh, wow. We didn't have to go that far. All right. Lib Pear is the next entry, pronounced Lib Pear, like Lib Par. Grow a pear. It's Michael's term for libertarian paradise, i.e., how Michael and Nima wish the world was and hope it will be one day. Now, I think there's an important comment we have to make here that Lib Pear is not utopian. It's not a utopia. It's not where everything is perfect and flowers and sunshine and kumbaya. It's just a world where there's no such thing as state aggression, or if there is state aggression, it is seen as illegitimate.
It would probably be noisier than the world we have now, at least in my neighborhood.
I like noisier.
Well, I always tell people that the main thing is there would still be theft and murder and all those things, because I don't know if you can ever really get rid of those, at least in the near future. But that those things would always be seen as immoral and illegitimate, regardless of who's doing them. So right now, if Joe Schmo or Joe Sixpack goes out there and hates his neighbor and kicks in his neighbor's door and shoots his neighbor to death with a shotgun, it's horrible and it's on Nancy Grace and everybody condemns it, and rightly so. But if Officer Joe Schmo goes and does it wearing a uniform, then he is hailed as a hero. And if he gets hurt, then it is a tragedy that he got hurt while he was trying to commit this aggression. So I think in Lib Pear, we would see both of those people, both Joe Schmo and Officer Joe Schmo, as being immoral when they did illegitimate actions like that.
Worms.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Whoa, now. Just talk.
Lincoln Liquor. Someone who thinks that American President Abraham Lincoln was almost a deity and ignores the fact that he violated the Constitution, suspended habeas corpus, declared martial law, enacted a sort of Patriot Act, and went to war with Americans and Native Americans. Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck are Lincoln Liquors.
Yeah, they sure are.
I think we all used to be Lincoln Liquors back in public school.
Yeah.
At least I was.
Public school is basically Lincoln Licking School. Like that's
Lincoln
the
Liquor High. Right? Lincoln
There's
Liquor
like almost a whole class of that.
I went to Lincoln Liquor High.
Lincoln Liquor High. Yeah. And now your football team, the Lincoln Liquors.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, people put Lincoln up on this pedestal, literally. I mean, you go to Washington and that's what people do. They go to the Lincoln Memorial where he's sitting godlike in his throne. People say it looks just like the throne of one of those Roman gods in Rome.
Or it's like the big statues of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
You know what I find ironic? I find it ironic that the Tea Party Republicans, you know, the ones who think that they're going back to the original ideas of the Republican Party, yell about how they want states' rights when Lincoln was the first Republican, and he went to war with Americans because they wanted to express states' rights.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so funny because his famous line is that government for the people, of the people, by the people shall not perish from the earth. Those people in the South didn't want to be in that government. How are you going to say be that two-faced to say that this is a government by the people when you just had to murder 600,000 people in order to keep them in
the government you wanted them to be in, rather
Lincoln,
than the government
Lincoln
they wanted
killed
to be
more
in.
Americans than Hitler.
Lincoln did kill more Americans than Hitler. Yeah, that's
yep.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't kill as many people as Hitler, but
oh yeah.
But sure. He did kill a lot of people.
Well, killing is killing no matter how many people you kill.
That's
or
true.
Where they're from.
Yeah. Or yeah, or where they're from.
Yeah.
That's true, but you know, it's that old thing where, you know, you kill one people or 20 people and you're a murderer or a mass murderer. Mm-hmm. You kill 100,000 or a million people and
you're a hero.
You're president. You're a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
In general.
You know? Or if you use predator drones, then you get a Nobel Peace Prize. But
yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. So, Lincoln Licker is a derogatory term. You don't want to be a Lincoln Licker.
Next one's a fun one.
Yes, and I will. Hold on. Give me a second. Got to prepare for this one. Macho Libertarian Flash. That's a 1870s Libertarian Party term describing the concept of taking the most extreme position a libertarian can take, e.g., instead of saying pot should be decriminalized and anyone in a state who can pass a background check should be able to get a concealed carry permit, the macho libertarian flasher says 5-year-old kids should be able to buy heroin and automatic weapons in vending machines as long as the vending machines are privately owned and operated. In the original 1970s Libertarian Party concept of the term, macho libertarian flash was derogatory, something to be avoided because it would scare people away from libertarian politics. But the freedom fiends don't believe in politics, and they generally do believe that the macho libertarian flash answer on any issue is the correct answer, and not just for appearances. And why do you think that is, Michael? Why did you write that last bit into the definition?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I just feel that it is the right term. And also, even from like an argumentative point, you want to ask for more than you think you're going to get in a negotiation.
Well, I feel like if a logical principle is sound, then you
there
can
you
take
go.
It to its most extreme position and say, look, it still works.
Yeah.
This is still moral, yeah. Even if you take this principle to its ultimate ends. Because you do that with status principles, and it's not. Because status principles are like, well, the government should prohibit certain people from buying guns. You take that to its ends, and it's the government should prohibit certain people from buying anything or everything. Just like if some people say, well, nobody needs an assault weapon. Well, if you're only allowed to own what you need, then all anybody would be able to own, according to the government, would be a box of cereal, a pair of socks, and a tent. I mean, you wouldn't be able to own anything else because you don't need anything else. But if you take a libertarian concept, you can usually extrapolate it to its ultimate universal ends, and it still doesn't violate any moral principle. It still doesn't violate the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, I knew that. I just am too fogged to come up with something that coherent right now.
Michael's still got his state flu.
State flu. Yeah, the state flu is like spacier than the medication. Yeah, like
well,
I mean,
that
I
sounds
didn't
like
take,
you might be enjoying yourself a little bit.
I didn't take any for 16 hours when I was sleeping, and I woke up and I was still foggy. But
wow.
Yeah.
You should have taken the red pill.
Yeah. You sound like Mr. Mackey in that South Park episode where he gets
drugs
high.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
His head blows up and it looks like a balloon.
Oh,
yeah.
Kids. Drugs
kind
are bad.
I kind of feel like that.
Drugs are good.
When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Yeah.
What's that?
Pink Floyd, man. Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
I thought you don't like Pink Floyd, Nima.
I love Pink Floyd. Why would you think that, Frank?
Or was it AC/DC you were
Oh,
missing?
Yeah. I don't
oh,
like
yeah.
AC/DC.
You don't like AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Don't like their big balls, and I don't want to salute them, even if they are about to rock.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right,
so
Frank,
next is Mama Liberty.
Yes. Mama Liberty. You're not going to read any, Mr. Dean?
No, man. My throat's really, really sore. It's all I can do to interject some yeah, right on here and there.
Yeah.
I'm just
so you're
hype.
Like
our hype man today.
I'm the
He's
hype
the Flavor Flav.
I am the
hype
man.
Yeah, you're Flavor Flav.
Yep.
All right, Frank. Read Mama Liberty.
Mama Liberty. Michael's friend Susan Calloway in Wyoming, who is his adopted Liberty grandma. She was a big influence on Michael and DJ moving to Wyoming and is in the movie Guns and Weed.
Yes. She also has the final word in Guns and Weed, doesn't she? She's got
that
nice
Then I shot him.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her final word. How's that for an end of a movie, bitches? Yeah.
Granny saying, and then I shot him.
She's the pistol packing granny.
Yep.
Worms.
That's pretty cool how you can walk into a bank open carrying in Wyoming. I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah. Man. Well, they know her. They know.
Oh,
her.
Yeah.
It's a really small town. Yeah. I don't know if it would be that successful with some young rapper looking dude like you trying it.
Well,
especially with the beard that we have growing look really bad.
None of the banks I've been into in Texas even or Washington State ever have any of those stickers you see on other businesses. Either you must have a permit to carry here, or even if you have a permit, you can't carry here.
They probably just assume nobody's going to be dumb enough to try to carry a gun into a bank.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's it. I think that they... Because carrying a gun into a bank is kind of important. If you've got $2,000 cash that you're going to be depositing, you got to protect that, man. I don't walk around with huge amounts of cash without protection. That just seems ridiculous to do.
I would not open carry.
That's not very smart.
I don't think I would open carry into a bank, but I don't see anything wrong with concealed carrying anywhere, especially in a bank where you're protecting your money. Church, really?
No, I said church. It's true.
Oh, worms. Church, like worms. Like worms.
Mama Liberty carries in her church. She has permission from the pastor.
Yeah,
she's the armed guard in the church.
There you go. There you go. Well, there was a story recently. It was after the Batman shooting. There was an off-duty police officer who
it was in Texas, right?
I'm not sure if it was in Texas. It was somewhere in the South.
It was in a movie theater.
No, I'm talking about in a church. Oh, somebody tried to massacre in a church, an off-duty police officer was armed and stopped it. I think one or two people were shot, and I don't even think they died.
Well, people don't know either is that in Texas, I think like a month or two after the Colorado shootings, an armed security guard stopped a gunman that had walked into the theater.
Into a theater?
Yeah, like shot him.
Gunman,
excuse me.
We shouldn't call them gunmen because it's not bad to be a man with a gun. We should call them attackers.
Murderers. Yeah.
Yes.
Or
gunmen aggressive. Is really gunmen's a bad term, and it's a media term to make guns bad.
Yeah.
Gunmen. I guess I was watching too much CNN.
Too much CNN.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Bad thing. Bad thing.
Cops
bad
are gunmen. Cops
no
are
Wolf
gunmen.
Blitzer for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cops are gunmen.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they
cops are
they
bad
men. They're men with guns.
They're men with guns.
That'd be I don't have a title yet for this. Maybe cops are gunmen.
Ah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Cops are gunmen too. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I guess status will see it and think, yeah. I catch you.
Yes.
I catch you, Drift.
It's machismo libertarian flash. Ismo.
Yeah.
Right. So I get to read a good one.
The market.
One that we coined fairly recently.
You coined.
The market, right? I guess it's not really coinage, but I feel like people overuse the term free market. So here is our definition of the market. It's the fiend saying for what is commonly called the free market. Nima was inspired by Franz Oppenheimer and Ben Stone to call what's usually called the free market simply the market, because the free market is A, redundant, and B, often used for things that are not free market, like when pro-war on drugs Republicans or any pro-nanny law Democrats talk about being pro-free market. A transaction's either market or it's not. There's the market means and the political means. You can either acquire
things. It's either church
things,
or worms.
It's either church or worms. Yeah, you can acquire things through the market, which is voluntary, i.e., I will give you this if you give me that. That is one separate entity. It doesn't have any crossover in a Venn diagram with the political means, which is you give me what I want or I will use violence against you. So it's very important to make that distinction, and I think that making that distinction also helps people to see the difference. At least that's my thought. Because nowadays, when people say the free market, status will just roll their eyes in the back of their head and think, oh, this is just some Republican Koch brother guy who's going on and on about how corporations should rule the world. And no, that's not at all what we're about. So I think it's a good thing to use the term the market instead of saying the free market would take care of it. Say the market will take care of it. Because in essence, all the market is everybody's desires all at once. It's the market is nothing but what people want.
Church
and worms. Frank.
Mexican caring. That's racist.
Although it's actually not coined from Mexican gangsters.
Oh, well, you can read the definition.
Exactly. Mexican carry, carrying a pistol without a holster, sticking out of your pants. The term is not a reference to any living Mexicans, but rather an old term for the manner of gun carry used by Mexican cowboy vaqueros.
Vaqueros.
In 1800s. Nima does Mexican carry sometimes, and so does his brother Frank.
Actually, I don't anymore. I used to, but sit down when you're Mexican carrying, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like you have a gun barrel touching your junk.
Well, if I'm sitting down, I usually have the gun out on my desk.
When you sit down to pee because you're in Europe and there's signs that tell you to?
No, it's usually when I sit down to drive, which I guess you can stash it in the glove box, but...
I thought you had... Well, no. In Texas law, it's legal to have your gun in your glove box if you don't have a permit to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Texas?
You can still do that.
Yeah. I think somebody was saying you can't have one in the chamber, though, but you can have the clip in.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not giving legal advice, so...
Yeah. This isn't legal advice. This is...
That's so complicated, man. Yeah, Utah is like that with open carry. In Utah, you can't have one in the chamber if you open carry.
But... Which is stupid because the one in the chamber makes a difference when it comes down to time, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to fucking pull your gun out and cock one. Then.
Yeah, and I'm so hard that I actually carry two in the chamber.
In the chamber.
Venice. I think I had somebody that didn't know anything about guns ask about that. You can put two in the chamber?
Yeah, I've seen a few comments like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I want that gun.
No, it's hyperbole. It's hip-hop hyperbole.
It's exaggerating like all hip-hop.
Yeah, like I want my dick to be as big as the Eiffel Tower so I can fuck the whole world for
There actually is a gun called a Kris, K-R-I-S, for military and police only, that does chamber two and fire two on one trigger pull from the same chamber.
Well, how does that work?
Yeah, that's weird.
Huh.
Electronic ignition. Them. Special bullets.
Oh, really? Instead of primers that need to be hit by a firing pin.
Yep.
Ah, interesting.
But wouldn't the casing get in the way of the bullet behind it?
Yeah,
I don't know how it works, man. I saw it on CSI Miami, and I was like, "Is that a real thing?" And I went and looked it up, and it is.
Oh. Wow, you actually learned something from CSI.
I thought CSI was statist.
It is. But Michael has it as a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? There's so much of TV is so bad. I mean, I've got 300 channels, and I will sit down like, I just want to watch something, and I'll flip through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's not like Breaking Bad on or, you know, Boardwalk Empire on HBO or whatever the channel that's on.
Or Trailer Park Boys.
I don't like that.
No.
But, you know, I literally will flip through like 50 channels, and there's fucking nothing on, and like... The cop shows are the best choice of anything that's on, and it's that sad. That's how bad TV is. Yeah. Idiots, man. Those airways are rightfully ours.
They are.
I still want someone to put us up on the local cable access channel, audio only with like a Fiends logo.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. No one's done that yet. People are doing good with the BitTorrenting and the putting us
maybe
on
I'll,
YouTube. But
maybe I'll do that.
You should.
That's how I can get back at the city for giving me all these tickets and fines.
There you go.
Where are you, Houston?
Well, no, I live south of Houston, like 15 minutes away.
Lives in Leeds.
I consider it Houston because it's so close.
Yeah, but you
close.
Get Houston cable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a waiting list in Austin, but maybe not in Houston for public access.
Yeah.
Austin's probably booked up years in advance. There's probably a bunch of commie shows on there.
Houston's such a big city, though.
Yeah,
but Austin has more content producers
or
people who fancy themselves as being content producers.
Okay, yeah. I think we should read this comment that just came on the Will Coley and Jack Berkman thing. I just pigeoned it to you. It's an anti-Muslim comment. It's bizarre, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to approve it.
That's scary.
Okay.
This guy's nuts.
You want me to read it in my best bigot voice?
Yes.
Muslims are a major problem and they must be dealt with. I don't trust any of them. They rarely integrate with other races. They smell, particularly during Ramadan and especially when it falls during the summer months. They are ugly. Their hair is awful. They
this
are
has
boring.
Got to be a joke, man.
They don't have any fun drinks or sex.
Yeah, this sounds
fake. They are tight and untrustworthy with money. They are sexist. They are selfish, linked with their tightness and attitude with money. They are always complaining in this country when we have given them way too much already. Will Bangladeshis in particular stay out of our country and stop contaminating our culture? You mess up your own country so much that you come here and mess ours up too? They want far too many rights. What is the, wait, what the hell does far too many rights mean? Wow.
They want to be free.
You get Christmas off, and that's all you're getting. It's a Christian country, for Christ's sake. Their praying gets in the way of their work. Three times during the working hours, and you expect equality during the recruitment procedure? Tough on you. Oh, and did I mention they are cruel to animals? We have animal laws in this country, but their precious halal beliefs means that we have to make an exception and allow them to cruelly slit the throats of animals they eat. No matter how much they try to convince you otherwise, it's a scientific fact, it's cruel. And I've been to Morocco, an Arab nation, predominantly Muslim, and the most animal cruel nation I'd ever been to. I will simply say the Muslim race is the one true evil force and must be banished from this country and later the world. There will be a civil war soon. I can smell it. And they will disappear. And if they really believe in their so-called religion, then why do they care about us? We're doomed anyway, aren't we? So get lost and let us be. Go to the next world, because you certainly don't belong in this one. I hate you all.
Yeah, well, actually, you used the wrong accent, because I checked this guy's IP address and it is London, England. So do the last line in British accent.
I don't like those Muslims.
I don't like those Muslims.
I don't like those Muslims.
They don't even eat the tea or crumpets.
I can't do a British accent anymore. Really? So a Brit. Yeah, the Brits, I guess I don't want to be collectivist, but I have seen many Brits on comment boards be very bigoted towards
Muslims. They're saying too many Muslims are moving to the country, sort of like Mexicans.
Muslims are more up America. Muslims are more obvious in their. Like walking down the street in London, you see people in Muslim headgear. You don't see that in most cities in America, at least not in the numbers you do here.
Right. Yeah.
So, and they're a lot closer to the Middle Eastern countries physically.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was just interesting. Really like that. Some hater comment.
This must be a Jack Berkman follower, because I can't see any Fiend follower being this. Bigoted.
I think it's real, too. I think it's real, too. There was some stuff. I thought it was a joke, but after you've read the whole thing through, I think it was real.
Right, right. Yeah, and nothing really. There's no real argument from morality here that I see, or anything that's trying to be principled or state any kind of case like that.
He simply doesn't like how they are.
It's nothing but bigotry. Yeah. It's nothing but him not liking to be around Muslims. I mean, they smell and they're ugly, especially their hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, how kindergarten of it, how tiny little girl of an argument is that? Mm. He smells, and I don't like his hair. I mean, really, I can't understand how a grown man or a grown person could have written this.
Well, I could say British people have bad teeth, but I don't want to kill them.
Well, that would be collectivist too, because
yeah, exactly. I'm saying people could say that about him too, but he's just being a racist.
Yeah, I mean, and also. It makes that mistake of equating Muslim with an actual ethnicity.
Well, it's a religion, not a race. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Will Coley is a white redneck from Tennessee who's a Muslim. Mm-hmm. Would this person find him smelly or find his hair awful?
I actually think I heard he won the Liberty. What's the Liberty Award they had going around this year?
I didn't see that anywhere. I tried to look it up.
I thought he posted it.
Did they? Somebody said we won something, a comic book or something. Dobby Robine asked me for my P.O. box.
Yeah, we did win that.
Dobby? That's a cool name.
Dobby.
Oh, Dobby.
Dobby.
Yeah.
Oh. Dobby.
So when we got a couple more minutes, but when we do our outro, should I play the outro or should I play your third hip-hop song that we didn't play?
Not No Crocodile? Yeah. No. That's played on The Fiends before. We'll play the actual outro.
Okay. So read one or two more and then we can call it a day here. Here on Delicious Dish.
On Delicious Dish. Next up, Frank, read Minarchist.
Read what? Minarchist?
Yep.
Minarchist equals someone who is almost an anarchist, but would consider a tiny amount of government, probably to only cover interstate highways and a defense-only military. before Michael had his epiphany that drove him to full-on anarchist, discussed in this episode with the link. He used to say, I'm a minarchist before I have my coffee, and an anarchist after a few cups of coffee.
When your brain's too tired to fully understand moral principles, you are a minarchist.
Yeah, I think it was more like coffee gives me the impetus to fight, to like articulate to push back. And before my coffee, I'm just kind of like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Kind of like the way I felt for about 5 days now, sick.
You were too lazy to get it before you had your coffee.
So do we need to start giving Status coffee instead of buttons? Or I mean, what's going on here?
That's not a bad idea.
Coffee button.
Coffee button.
Redeemable for a coffee.
Yeah.
If you don't like America, I guess you get out.
Get out.
Take another dibs.
Ticker-do. So, next up, got Mosin, which we talk about a lot. We talked about it in this cast. I reference it in my song Gun for Everyone.
Mosin Nagant.
A Mosin Nagant to rock the block. A Mosin Nagant rifle is what we call, you know, whenever we say Mosin, we mean the Mosin Nagant rifle. It's a Russian surplus bolt action 5-shot battle rifle with a bayonet. It was used in World War I and World War II. It's still used today in some countries. Michael and Nima have them and love them. Nima uses one at the beginning of Guns and Weed to shoot a dinner plate at 380 yards. No optics, except, of course, the iron sight. Does the iron sight count as an optic?
No.
No? Okay. With iron sight. That was fun. I remember that.
So,
Mosins are great guns. They're cheap. They're $100 in a lot of cases. Most of them shoot really well. If you go out to buy one, if you hear this and you're like, well, I really need myself a nice rifle that has a large cartridge that can do a lot of protection for myself, go out, get yourself a Mosin. Check the barrel first. You want to put a bore light in the barrel. Or what you can do also, what I do, is you can hold the trigger back, pull the bolt off, and then you can look through the barrel, like hold the barrel up to the light, and you can actually see through it without a bore light. And check the rifling and make sure the rifling isn't all worn out, because if they've been shot out a lot with their corrosive ammo, the barrels can get rusted out on the inside, and you don't
and
want
clean,
that.
Clean it before you shoot it. Clean it and oil it, because it probably hasn't been cleaned since 1945.
Yeah. Right. Well, a lot of them just were stuck in cosmoline. They stored them away in some salt cave in Siberia.
And, I've literally run
hands on them.
I've run 100 patches through a new one, and they still come out dirty.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you clean them after you shoot them too.
With Windex,
the corrosive spammo, with Windex.
Yeah, because I learned the hard way. I didn't clean mine one day before going to the range, and my bolt got stuck. I couldn't pull my bolt out, so.
Frankie, fix it with WD-40. That's what I did with my AK when I did
that.
Yeah,
I think I called you or something to help me fix it. And I'm sure that's what I did.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's about the end of our time here. Unless you got any closing arguments here before we play the outro.
I do not have any closing arguments. I appreciate the fiends for listening, especially the fiends on the chat room
Worms.
And the fiends listening live right now. Thank you so much, Frank, for...
Thanks, Frank.
For helping us out here.
For sure, for sure.
And Michael, thank you for being with us even though you're sick. Yes, suffering for art and for freedom, like a true freedom fighter.
State can't keep me down, man.
And I'd like to thank my wife for generally being a bear and a good person. Generally means across the
Worms.
Board, like always.
Here we go.
We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal, or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Fiends Agenda. We'll be back streaming live every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. East Coast U.S. time on Freedom Fiends Radio at freedomfiends.com. MP3 archives of all Freedom Fiends episodes are available free at freedomfiends.com. That's FreedomFiends.com. Worms.